Fourth stage. This stage starts as the Chiesa dei Gesuati and ends at the mosque workshop on Fundamenta della Toetta. This stage takes 30 minutes. Leave the Chiesa dei Gesuati, turn to your right and keep walking along the Fundamenta delle Zattere. You will soon find a very well-known ice cream shop, renowned for its gianduiotto, which is a chunk of chocolate with whipped cream on it, which should not be missed. Just before you reach the bridge, turn right onto Fundamenta Nani. Your eyes will be immediately drawn to a building to your left, which looks almost like an alpine hut, but is in fact one of the two left boatyards in Venice, the so-called Squero di San Trovaso. The Venetian word squero means boatyard. Proceed along this Fundamenta, which means a street along the water, and cross the bridge on your left. On the right-hand side, please note the outstanding entrance to Palazzo Barbarigo Nani Mocenigo, where two doges were born, as nowadays a luxury hotel. On the square after the bridge, on your left-hand side, you notice a church, which is named after San Trovaso. Actually, San Trovaso does not exist. This is the fusion of two names, Gervasio and Protasio. And if you wonder why the ground is raised, this is because there is a cistern underground, and so the floor was raised to house the caisson to collect rain water. San Trovaso is a well-known church in the area because it houses a lovely Last Supper by Tintoretto and St. Chrysogonus on Horseback by Michele Giambono, who lived much earlier in the early 15th century. Leave the church on your right hand side. On the left, you might see the access to the boatyard and keep walking along the Fundamenta di Borgo. And not far away from there, you find a well-known restaurant, Locanda Montin, very much loved by Peggy Guggenheim. Keep walking along and take first calle, the first alleyway to your right, which will take you to Fundamenta Toetta, where we find the first of the two Kamakana mask shops. This is in fact the seat of the second artisan who will show you and introduce you to the art of the mascherieri, that is the mask makers. If you're interested in seeing the whole procedure of mask making, you might ask for an appointment and be shown the second shop, which is actually the workshop where the craftsman creates his work.